This is Dr. Frederick Kolanski with Proficient Gail Franklin. Your number is 12-3-1973, indicates the Shri Pastor Colgard, Physician of Mexico, and has been with the medicine of the Shabbat of Lutheran Spiritual Cardio and Dr. Kolanski with heart sample lepectomy, Kolanski cold biopsy, is mentioned on the procedure Kolanski to Shri. After the fact, the patient is the same as the medicine, and the colon is the same as 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 the rural neoplastic changes was inflammation, or could this be like inverting the appendix, or could this be like an extra luminal disease happening in the appendix which is pushing it back into the cecum? Rest of the colon have a left side closest. There was a semi-peduncular polyps noted at the 40 centimeter. Remove the heart stent polypectomy. There was a large peduncular about 1.5 to 2 centimeter polyp noted at the 30 centimeters attached to the long stalk. The polyp was removed completely with that stalk removed by the heart snare polypectomy, so certainly no post-partum bleeding. As a prophylaxis, I placed a metal clip at the polypectomy site and also tattooed it few folds above and few folds proximal and few folds distal to it for the tattooing for the future identification. School brought rectum perforation to have not bleeding concern of associated pressure for complication. Finally, vertical colonoscopy of secret number two, fair prep number three. Appendiceal orifice area appeared to be having a thickness in the cecum near the appendiceal orifice. Biopsy taken. The question is with mucosal disease versus appendix inverted, appendix getting inverted, or if this is extraluminal disease happening in the appendix itself, which is showing like a bulging into the cecum. But the biopsy thinks like a diagnosis. Number two, a large peduncular polyp by 1.5 to 2 centimeter lobulated polyp noted at the 30 centimeter from the anus. It's attached to a long pedicle, long stalk. The polyp was removed completely with the stalk when removed the heart tip or no postpartum bleeding. I placed a metal clip for adequate hemostasis and also injected the tattooing black ink few for the proximal, few for distal to this polypectomy site for the future reference. And number four was another polyp known as 40 centimeters from the anus. Removed the heart snipper, no postpartum bleeding. Number five, patient left side diagnosis. Number six, hemorrhoid. Recognition, await for the polypathologies. If the polypathologies comes benign, and also await for the appendiceal orifice. Thickness because of the pathology, those two polyps, and because of thickness comes out to be negative, comes out of benign and no high grade dysplasia. Then bring the patient back in 6 months, especially follow up of the because of thickness in the cecum, and also follow up of the appendiceal, follow up of the large peduncular polyp. If the biopsy for the appendage also comes out to be tubular adenoma, then recommend the patient to be referred to Orlando Health for colonoscopy with the EMR. And if that biopsy of appendage also comes out to be negative for any dysplasia or any polyp or tubular adenoma, then recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months because that's will be follow-up of the large peduncular polyp follow-up also. And also a bit, what I think we should have a CT scan of the abdomen pelvis, focusing on the appendix, on to learn if there's any appendiceal disease, any adenoma in the appendix, or any mucinous cystadenoma in the appendix that could be causing bulging in the cecum. That's what I would recommend to have a CT scan done for the follow-up. Otherwise, follow-up to the leadership, please send the garbage of primary keeper, Dr. Nancy Lim, and copy Dr. Bottom Saturday, December 11th to 23rd. This is December 11th to 23rd. Pictures of the